victims of human smuggling. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
A worker who is works in one of the buildings up here behind me heard a cry for help.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus says that cry was coming from an 18-wheeler crammed with migrants. Fox's Evan Brown says they found a lot of bodies among the survivors.
46 were pronounced dead. More than a dozen, including children, were suffering from heat exhaustion and dehydration, says Fire Chief Charles Hood.
No signs of water in the vehicle. It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig.
Three people are in custody. The NTSB is sending a crew to Missouri to investigate why an Amtrak train slammed into a dump truck at a rural crossing with no flashing lights.
Eight cars derailed, throwing the passengers all around as it slid to a stop in the culvert. Those passengers then broke out windows and helped each other up and out, grateful to be alive. But not everyone survived. Three people total died, the driver of the dump truck and two passengers. 50 people were also hurt, with some going to the hospital for treatment.
Matt Stewart with Fox 4 TV in Mendon, Missouri. The House committee led by Democrats investigating last year's Capitol riot has another hearing this afternoon. A former aide to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will testify. President Biden is on his way to Spain for NATO talks after leading the G7 summit of world leaders in the Alps. Aboard Air Force One with him, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said,
obviously, Ukraine will be top of mind. Russia's ongoing brutality, most recently on display with this gruesome and horrific attack on the shopping center yesterday.
That attack left 18 people dead. A boat is washed ashore in the Azores Islands with no sign of the North Carolina man last seen on it 7 months ago, 2,700 miles from where Joseph Johnson went missing on a fishing trip. Johnson's mother still praying he'll be found in a miraculous rescue. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's new. While the president heads to Spain for that NATO summit, there's an update on the ongoing probes into his son, Hunter Biden.
A newly leaked 2018 voicemail from Joe to Hunter Biden obtained by the Daily Mail reportedly proves the president did speak with his son about his business dealings with China.
Just want to talk to you. I thought the article released the thing on online. It's going to be printed tomorrow in time. It's good.
The article the president was referring to, published by the New York Times in December 2018, the Times reported a private meeting between the chairman of a now-defunct Chinese energy company and Hunter Biden at a Miami hotel. Hunter declined to comment for that story. The voicemail is just the latest piece of evidence found on Hunter's infamous laptop, and it also suggests the president was aware of his son's business dealings.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. The court fight over abortion has shifted to the states following Friday's Supreme Court ruling that overturned the federal legal right to the procedure, letting states ban or restrict it. Judges in Louisiana and Utah have ruled abortions can continue in those states for now after challenges to laws there. Other lawsuits have been filed in Idaho, Texas, Kentucky, and Mississippi. And while Republican-led states implement bans or plan to, a different approach in states run by Democrats.
New York Attorney General Letitia James adding her name to a list of 22 state attorneys general reaffirming their commitment to expanding access to abortions, despite Friday's Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe versus Wade. In a statement, James said in part, abortion care is health care, period. And he said the future and well-being of our nation is intrinsically tied to the ability of our residents to exercise their fundamental rights, including the right to liberty, privacy, and access to abortion care. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. At the gas pump, the price is down a 14th day in a row. AAA's national average for regular now $4.88 a gallon, over 13 cents off the record high, still 28 cents more than a year ago. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.